Talk with me, DGLC, and I have a few guests on today. I have, obviously, Cotty, as usual, and then I have two very special guests, all the way from, well, one's from Sacramento, and the one's from Stockton, ghetto, and her name definitely reflects the ghetto-ness of Stockton. We have Thug Nasty from Stockton. What up, Thug Nasty? And then we have KV. I like kind of forgot your name for a second. So hello.
Hello.
Okay. Any comments from you two?
Excited to get this show started.
Same here.
Okay. Good. Okay. So on tap today we have music, including Union J and How They're Going to Carry Me Away. Movies and stuff to never see in that category, shows or lack thereof. And then we're gonna play a little fun game. We're gonna give our two guests, Thug Nasty and KB, a choice of post or purge or call or delete, and I will explain both those when the time comes and they can choose from there. And then we'll have Rumor Has It of, obviously, with Cougars and Crazies, and then Cash or Crash, which is the usual ending. And I will explain that again for our guests, Thug Nasty and KB, so they can participate in that as well. So, on to the very first subject. Music. Union J, they are from the UK, and they took fourth, right?
Yes.
Fourth in... I just looked at your computer. I'm excited.
A good one, right?
Yeah, it is. They took fourth in the X Factor last season, and they just came out with their new music video for, what's the song called?
Carry You. Look at your title.
But it says
they're gonna carry you away.
It says Carry Me though.
Wow.
So
you did call it Carry Me once.
Yeah, I got confused. But so they came out with a new music video for that, and it was pretty good. Like, I was pretty excited for it.
George and JJ were definitely looking good.
Like, whoo. Especially George on the skateboard. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, with a hat on, he had it going on. I see, what are you guys laughing at over there?
Just the way you're describing the men.
Oh.
I wish, okay, I could have seen this video.
Yeah, oh, we can show it
really
to you
into
later.
It. Yeah.
We can show it to you. I mean, it's kind of a plain video, but like,
they're just looking really good.
Up in there.
It's not plain if they're hot.
That's true. And we have a countdown to R5 concert. Cotty, how many
16
days?
16 days.
16. That's sweet 16. We can drive at that age now, okay? 16. 16 more days. I'm so excited to see those buff arms in person and those abs.
Those things could choke a horse.
They could.
Like, they're that big.
Yeah, they are. Like, no 17-year-old should have that big of arms. Definitely not.
Should be illegal.
It should. No minor should look that good. Can't wait for that concert. And Taylor Swift, her next single is going to be Everything Has Changed with Ed Sheeran. So there's going to be a music video for that. And hopefully Ed Sheeran's in it. I mean,
he'll probably be in it for a second. I mean, that's,
yeah,
all
he has to
for
be
his
in it.
Videos.
He has to be in it.
Thug Nasty likes the firecrackers.
I love that ginger.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see that. I mean, he'll probably, yeah, just be in it for a second because that's all he's ever in his videos for. Sad face. But that's a really good song too, so I'm excited. I just realized the lights are off. It's so annoying.
The light switch is all the way over there.
I know. Oh, thanks, Thug Nasty. Look at you go. Woo. I was like, why is it so dark?
Like, the whole time.
I bring the light.
The whole time I was like, why is my screen darker? And I was like trying to turn up the light on my screen. It didn't help. Anyways. So, movies. Last weekend, me and Cotty thought it was a good idea to go see a scary movie. So, you know, that's an adventure in itself because I'm terrified of scary movies.
Me too.
She's terrified of scary movies.
I leave the room when my parents watch one. So,
yeah. So we decided to go see Lords of Salem. It's a Rob Zombie movie. He wrote and directed like House of a Thousand Corpses, movies like that. And so they were scary. And so we're like, this is going to be a good one. And it's about a woman who basically birthed the child of Satan. And it like has to do with the Salem witch trials. And it was just really like weird. It wasn't even really scary.
There was a few scary parts, but it was more like, what's going on now? Yeah. Why and is that happening?
It left me just really confused. Like, I don't know what was happening at the end. Especially when she, like, birthed that thing.
It was like a starfish.
Yeah, it looked like a starfish. And it was, like, clinging to her. Like, no. Like, apparently that was the devil's child.
Well, the devil in the movie was short, chunky.
Yeah, it was. It looked like a baby.
Not what I thought it would look like.
Yeah, it was weird. And then, like, there was these witches, and they played this song. It was supposed to be the devil's music. And I'm just wondering how they decided that this was the devil's music. Like, did they have, like, a request line, and the devil requested that song? Or did they ask him, like, hey, what's your favorite song? We'll play it for you while we're in the woods dancing around naked. Or was it, like, just a known fact that this is, like, the devil's favorite song? These are the questions I was left with.
That was a really creepy song, though.
Yeah, it was.
Like, the beat.
Oh, okay. I was going to tell you at lunch. That when we were at lunch and we were like standing in line to get burgers, the song playing overhead sounded like it. I don't know if you think.
I'm so glad I didn't hear it.
I was going to tell you right there, but then I was like, I don't want to freak anyone else out. So we're going to rate this movie. What do you rate it?
I want to hear your rate first.
I'm giving it a D minus.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't be able to go back and see the movie. Because first off, that night I like couldn't sleep because I kept picturing this. Because at one point she goes into this kitchen, opens the fridge, and that's the only light you see. And when she opens the fridge and it lights up the room, there's like this old naked woman behind her, and she's just standing there, and it's really scary. And like I just kept picturing her standing in this corner of our room, and I got freaked out.
I wouldn't rate it that low, but it's not gonna be a high. I'd say C minus.
Definitely a strong D minus for me. And on shows, we have, I never watch New Girl because I don't really care about Zooey Deschanel, whatever. She can do whatever she wants. But Dylan O'Brien was on New Girl. And so, of course, I had to watch it. And he was shirtless and it was beautiful. It was good. He was looking really good. I mean, he was only in like the very beginning and the very end.
It was a good episode, though.
Like, it was worth a half hour. I'm just picturing it. Yep.
Him stuck in the play structure.
Yeah, because they tried to have sex in like this like little tiny play structure castle. Got stuck. Yep, it was good. And awkward. I don't even know what happened to awkward. What happened to awkward?
It was awkward.
It's always awkward.
Oh,
Maddie.
Yes.
The other two.
Yes.
The other two finally had sex while her parents were home.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna's dad called Maddie's parents and told Maddie's parents that they happened. Were having sex.
You can lower the mic to your mouth if you want.
Okay.
And you just look uncomfortable, like, craning your neck down.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, and then so Maddie ends up moving in. So Thug Nasty, you like how Maddie looks?
Do I like it? I love it. I love it. I think all the characters look especially good this season. It's really weird. Jake got hot. Never used to be.
Except for that one guy, you know, that he had like the Jenna Lives shirt the first season.
He yeah. still looks the same.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, no.
And KB, you don't watch it, do you?
No, not really.
You remember that guy from Glee that was hot and he was the lead warbler recently?
Oh, yeah.
He's on it.
Oh, really?
So you might want to start
like
watching
it. I feel
like
they're all sharing shows recently. Like, everyone. Like, Dylan O'Brien's on New Girl now. Like, it's crazy.
His name's Colin, right?
On the show?
Yes.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Isn't that his name on Glee, too?
Was it?
I think it was.
So, yeah. They're all sharing shows. And then, so tomorrow, it'll be exactly 1 month till Teen Wolf.
Oh,
so
yes.
So excited. I need some Dylan O'Brien on my TV every week. And then Pretty Little Liars is going to start up again in June the 7th. And then they will have... I licked the microphone accidentally. I just got done telling them not to lick the microphone.
She didn't eat dinner before we came. She's a little hungry.
They're going to have a Halloween episode like they always do. And then right after the Halloween episode, they're going to have the spinoff show called Ravenwood. And I know for a fact that Caleb is going to be one of the main characters in Ravenwood. So
it's still the idea of Pretty Little Liars, Ravenwood?
It's supposed to be. I read about it today. Well, yesterday, actually. It's Ravenwood is supposed to be a town near... What's the town they're called? They live in? Rosewood.
Right.
Ravenwood is a town near Rosewood, and it has some type of curse on it. I don't know why Caleb would be in Ravenwood, but I guess he goes
But
there.
He's still playing the same character. Like, he's still going to be Caleb. Yeah, he's still going to be Caleb.
And the thing is, like, they go to Ravenwood in the Halloween episode.
Oh.
And then from right after the Halloween episode, Ravenwood premieres. So that'll be interesting. I'm really excited to watch that. And then Glee. And I honestly don't remember really anything from Glee last week, except for I just want to know who's catfishing him.
It's just, seriously. I just automatically thought once the phone went off in the room, it's got to be someone from Glee Club. But then in the last episode, they're like, well, it could have just been a coincidence. And it's like, well, it could have just been a coincidence. Like, they just keep messing with us this season. Like, I don't understand.
I saw this thing online and it made it look like Marley was catfishing him because the girl talking to Ryder, she said his truth is his truth. And then when Ryder revealed that he was molested as a child and the boys were kind of like, oh, why are you complaining about that? She said, his truth is his truth. It's not yours. She did the exact same thing. And I was like, what?
And, you know, Glee always does that. They go to the people. When you're watching the show, they try to make you think it's this person and this person. But they never show the real person. And it's like, oh. Yeah. And that would be really heartbreaking. That would be really hard to deal with. And you know what they're probably going to do with the last episode for the finale? And it's like, how do you last?
I want it to be Kitty. Like, I think...
I know.
I'm really starting to like Kitty.
Yeah.
Like, as a character. And I think her and Ryder would be... perf.
Yes.
Yeah. On spoilers, I know I spoiled this last week, but it's just been on my mind forever. That Blaine wants to propose to Kurt. What more could you possibly want? Get it, KB. Go.
I would like to not only thank Jesus, but God and everything. Just.
What do you want to see happen on the show? What were you telling me in the car?
Give me a moment. what did I want to see on the
show? You want to see them dressed up?
Oh, right. I just really think after everything that this, what Ryan Murphy put us through with this whole show with this couple, he needs to make it amazing. You know, I know I'm not going to get a whole episode about it, but, you know. If they make it nice, a nice proposal, they are doing the father asking thing. That's beautiful. I love that. And I do want him to get all dressed up. And I think that he really needs to prove to Kurt because he did cheat on him. He needs to. And, you know, Kurt's been having a hard time with it. So he really needs to do something special. It can't just be something simple.
No,
it really can't. Because Kurt's like having like this, you know, I don't know. And it's like he needs something. Maybe Sam will help it out. And blam! You know?
Yeah, their little blam thing. I got you. What were we going to say?
She was like snapping away. So I was like, he needs a snap.
He just needs something. He needs some... Maybe something in New York. I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I don't think it's going to happen this episode, though.
I don't think so either, but I think it's going to get close.
Yeah.
And then there...
Oh, what about... At regionals?
Oh, my gosh. How cute would that be? I wish everyone could see her face. But Glee has been signed on for two more seasons. So we're going to have a season 5 and 6. And I'm thinking season 6 better be dedicated to like Blaine and Kurt's wedding. I'm just planning it the whole season. Right? Like there's no use for it. And then they should have moved, like all the characters should get accepted into something in New York and then just move Glee to New York. Like how awesome would that be?
Yeah, I agree. They're already kind of doing that.
Yeah.
So
the whole split thing.
It's crazy to think that they got signed on for two more seasons because we have the Glee project that we watch. And it seems like they have struggles finding what they're going to do next. And I'm thinking that that's what they're going to have to do is just move the whole thing to New York.
Yeah.
Because they have struggles. Oh, can we do this? Can we do this? And it's like, maybe you just need the old characters and that's all you need. But it's crazy because I do like the new characters, too.
I do, too.
Even though some are skeptical about it.
Well, there will be time for that, Cotty. Do you think that Ryder, as a character, will come back? Do you think they'll sign Blake again?
You know, it's weird because, like, he was from the Glee Project. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard because I'm like, yeah, I don't really believe that. But then I think, okay, if he wasn't on the Glee Project, would I still feel that way? Like, I feel like I criticize him more because of him being on the Glee Project. I hope that his character does come back, but I don't know. You never know. You know, I noticed that the guy with the dreads, he hasn't been in the past episodes. And it's like, they don't even give you a warning or anything. Sometimes they just cut him off.
He really just disappeared. I was noticing that too. Like, he was in the first half of the season, and then after that, I was just like, where did Sam go?
Yeah. They can't have too many characters because, you know, they have to give everyone their special moment. So it's like, if Ryder just isn't...
But really, they should just be giving the special moments to Kurt and Blaine. Let's just be real.
I mean, let's just put that out there, you know?
Okay.
We could always do a spinoff show in New York with just Kurt and Blaine.
Oh, my God.
We're good.
Yes.
We're good here. We're good.
I saw, like, fan-made trailers for that, and I was like, I need this in my... I remember I sent you that one.
Yeah.
And I was like... How could I not have this in my life?
Has Ryan Murphy seen that? Come on.
He should.
I mean, I know we have the new normal, but it's just, we need Blaine and Kurt.
Yeah,
we
do.
It's not enough. I mean, it's a good show, but we need Blaine and Kurt, and that's, make a movie.
Preach.
Big screen, hello.
So, I'm going to lay down the rules of these two games, and you can pick which one, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. And then we're going to come back and we can play the game. So we have Post or Purge. And in this game, the two of you will scroll through your phones, pictures. And when I say stop, you have to stop. And you have to explain what the picture is. And then if it's an embarrassing enough picture, then you're going to send it to me. And I'm going to put it on my Twitter, my show Twitter. Or if you don't want to do that, like it's too embarrassing, you have to delete it. So there's that game. And then we have
scroll through our pictures in our phone.
Yes.
Picture. Okay.
And then we have call or delete.
Okay.
And this game, you guys can choose. You have to scroll through your contacts, and when we say stop, whatever contact it stops on, you have to call them, and we'll make up a scenario that you have to convince them of.
That it's true.
Yes. But if you don't want to call them, like if that's someone you just don't want to call, you have to delete the contact. Hence, call or delete. So we're going to go to music break. And when we get back, we will either play Post or Purge or call or delete. And it will be up to Thug Nasty and KB. And this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And up next, we have Post or Purge and then Rumor Has It. And I'm going to be playing a new song. Actually, it's not new. It's just new to my iTunes. It's Pompeii by Bastille. And here we go.
How I'm beginning to be an optimist. And the walls kept tumbling down. You close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? Oh, how I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Oh, sorry. We are back. And we are about to play. They decided post or purge. So this is going to be with their photos. And so the thing is, they will scroll down their photos. When I tell them to stop, they will stop. If it's an embarrassing photo that they don't want to send, they have to delete it. If they're okay with sending it, they're going to send it to me, and I'm going to upload it onto my show's Twitter. So if you want to see these, I'll even update them onto Facebook just for you guys. So if you want to find my Facebook and my Twitter, you can go onto radio.dominican.edu. You're going to press the group photo. You're going to scroll down and find my icon for my show, which is Kim Kardashian with her eyes whited out. Next to it will be links to my Facebook, my Twitter, and my blog. Like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. You can tweet me whenever you want while I'm on the show. You can say, you can request a song, you can request a topic, you can request a celebrity that I talk about, anything. And this is where you can find these post or purge photos. And if you can't go on that, my Twitter is weyhylc, weyhylc. So that's on Twitter. So, do you have your scrolling fingers ready?
Hang in. Yes.
Okay, scroll. Stop.
Oh.
Okay, Thug Nasty, what you got?
I just have a picture of my friend's nephew.
I don't think anyone wants to see that.
He's cute.
Okay, KB?
I just have a picture of the back of my car.
Wow,
man,
those are so lame. Okay,
those
scroll
are
again.
We got lucky.
Scroll again. Stop. I saw a face over there, KB. What you got? Oh my. I think we got winners here.
Oh, go ahead, KB.
Well, you know, when you find something on Facebook or whatever and it's not really yours and you screenshot it, that's what I got. So I don't know if that's really appropriate.
What is it of, though? What's the screenshot of?
This person who, it's a screenshot of somebody who one time we went to a basketball game and, you know, Maddie thought he was cute. But no, didn't really know him. And I found him on Facebook one day and I screenshot
him. That's perfect. I have a perfect caption for that. Send it. Definitely send it to me.
Is that appropriate?
Like, that's totally else? Appropriate. That's fine.
Are you sure?
Is he throwing up gang signs?
No, but
then
I just
totally
didn't know because it's like somebody random.
Okay, fine. You can do it again. Just to be safe.
If you want, okay. Okay.
Okay, what you got, Thug Nasty?
Okay. Well, you know, I like to keep my pores clean. So, I have a picture of me in like a clay mask.
Let me see it. Let me see it. Oh, that's perf.
Okay, so I will send that
you. Will
to
send
you.
That to me, and it will be, oh, she is a beauty. Thug Nasty be looking Thug Nasty. Okay, stop.
Oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't
Oh, you
scrolling.
Didn't scroll? I thought you were scrolling. I thought I saw some scrolling going on.
I wasn't scrolling.
Come on, scroll, 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 stop.
It's nothing good.
Oh,
I
my gosh, you're so, we're not going to, you're disqualified. You lose post or purge.
Okay.
You lose.
I didn't know you could lose.
Well, she just did. She's a first loser post or purge.
I don't really have anything that's just that bad. Like, I just landed on the cupcake. Like,
my gosh, I need cooler friends.
You just want a nasty friend. I'll see how it is.
Thug Nasty.
Okay, so that was a semi-bust.
I feel like they should do the other game.
Oh. It might take too long. We got some topics to cover.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, is the game over? Because I have some of me when I got my wisdom teeth out.
I mean, do you want to go again?
I really want
to. You can go again.
I mean, you can just send them to her. You know what?
Let's.
Okay, we'll play again. Go. Scroll. 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 Stop.
I got one of me twerking. You want it?
Oh, are you serious?
Twerking on the wall.
Are you serious? Are you dead serious?
You want to see this?
Yes, I do.
It was when I took my bed down, but I still had a mattress. So I'm on top of my mattress and my feet are on the wall.
Oh, this is perfect. Definitely. That's hella funny. Yes. Yes.
You can have it.
Yes. We got KB twerking it.
I just have a picture of hot chocolate. Nothing great.
I feel like this says something about us as a group that we have all these pictures of food in our phone. Because I have a whole bunch of pictures of food in my phone too.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, like. Okay, well, we're good enough with your clay mask, like Nasty.
Okay.
I have a few pictures of me twerking, so I can let you scroll through that and decide on which one you want. There's a video as well. I don't recommend that one. There are some noises that you wouldn't think would happen when you're twerking, but then you kind of do twerking, and then you're like, oh, actually, I'm not really surprised.
Is it like butt slapping together? Is that the noise?
Oh my gosh. Not exactly.
It's total vagina farts. Man, that is ballsy to admit on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We gotta try it tonight, can we?
Yes.
Can we all twerk it out tonight?
Yes, we can. We have to find a blank wall, though. That's the hard part.
That's true.
We'll do it.
The one by the door.
Yeah, there's one by the door. Were you just twerking just now?
No.
Oh.
Getting ready. Stretching a little bit.
Okay. So we're going to move on to Rumor Has It, which is the celebrity gossip section. First off, we have Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, and they had their 5-year anniversary, and they decided to dress up like Cinderella and Prince Charming. And on my side note, I was like, WTF, stop.
I do not like Mariah Carey at all.
Where did they go?
Disneyland. They had it shut down.
Oh wow.
And yeah. For whom? How many people? What was it?
It was like 200 people, and it was just like a...
They renewed their vows.
Yeah. And they had a carriage pick them up at the beginning and the entrance, and then ride them to...
Did they dress their kids up like the mice? Yes.
No, they dress their kids up like Cinderella and Prince Charming too.
Oh wow. That's a little weird.
Right? What do you think about it, Kadi, huh? Earlier today, she's like, that's so cute. Da, 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 da. And I was like, no, that's annoying and stupid. They need to stop. Like, why are you doing the most right now? You feel me? Y'all feel?
I mean, definitely feel. You know, I like the idea of celebrating, whatever, da, 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 da. But I just feel like that's... I understand, like, shutting down Disneyland, that's cool, but really, it's not your wedding day. Exactly. Why do you have to dress up as Cinderella? I mean, why can't you just go as a casual Cinderella after she was, like, she just was married for 5 years? You don't have to do the big shebang.
And, like, he had, like, the whole, like,
did they go on rides
tassel
in this?
No, I don't think so. They had, like, the whole shoulder tassel thing on him and, like, the actual, like, legit, like...
So it was just for show?
Yes, it was all for show.
So... I don't know. I just kind of don't like how love is always out there with celebrities. It's like, just do something like, is that really normal? Love? Like, come on. I mean, yeah. I understand Disneyland. Like, they got the money, shut it down, have some fun. But it's like, you just dressed
think
up.
They, like, I don't even think they, like, use the rides. I think they just shut it down.
See,
for,
what
like,
is that? Oh, wow. What
and just to shut it down, they did it just to do it. They didn't do it to enjoy it. It seems.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, we
just
have
to be like, look what we can do.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay with me.
But, I mean, some people think it's cute. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
What
Cotty.
What do you think is cute? Do you have like feelings for Mariah? I personally don't like her, so maybe that's why it's
me
so
neither.
Easy. I mean, if Justin Bieber did, I'd be like, you're so cute. You know, I gotta defend everything God. He says. I don't know if that's why you have this feeling.
No, it's, I mean, it's their lives. Let them do what they want. They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah,
they're
that's
just
true.
Having fun. And I don't think they did it for
If I stopped talking about people and just let them do whatever they wanted, if they weren't hurting me, I wouldn't have a show right now. Like, that's literally all I talk about is people that annoy me by doing stupid
things.
Okay,
I just don't find this annoying as I do some other topics that we're going
to
be talking about.
We're
going
to get to that.
This is what I'm saying. Like, this isn't as annoying as other things.
Okay.
That's what I mean by this isn't annoying.
Okay. I mean, but you went as far as saying it was cute, but...
The picture was...
I haven't seen the picture. I would probably think it was cute, too,
When I said that, I didn't know they shut the park down.
Oh.
Okay.
So, I wasn't fully aware of the whole situation.
Okay.
So, she really has, like, a Cinderella dress and
everything?
Yeah,
she do.
I mean, it's not a big one. It's, like, you know,
it's
how Cinderella's,
pretty big. It's
like,
pretty
it's
big.
Really big. Like, hers is, like, medium size.
It's pretty big.
Look, I'll pull up the picture right now.
Oh, my gosh. It's pretty big.
It's not, does it have the kids in it too?
Yeah it do.
Great.
Yeah. While she pulls that up, I'm gonna move on to the next subject. Three men were deported from Saudi Arabia for being too beautiful. Do you think that's cute?
Oh.
Is that annoying to you?
I don't know. It really looks like their wedding.
It ain't.
It looks like their wedding.
It's just not something that you do for a 5-year anniversary.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, maybe a just married thing. Okay, that's cute.
You do. They're celebrities, so, you know, 5 years is 50.
True.
That is so true. Anyways, these three men, they were so good looking that this festival that they were at in Saudi Arabia thought that they were going to make the women act inappropriately. So they were deported to another country. And my teacher was talking about this, and this girl was like, well, what's their definition of beautiful? Not everyone's beautiful in the same way. And it's like, no, these men are gorgeous. Like, they have beautiful eyes. This guy, they have pictures online of this guy. He has beautiful eyes and beautiful skin. And he's just a pretty person. Like, it's not like I would be like, ooh, like, give it to me good. But, you know, he's nice to look at. Like, he was hot, right?
Yeah, I definitely think that they did the right thing by kicking them out, because I would have gotten a little crazy too. So, I mean, that was good. That was really good.
Oh, gosh. I mean, did you think they were good looking?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they're good looking.
Gorgeous.
They were.
It's just crazy to me, because it's like, you know, here with some religions here, it's like some girls can't wear stuff because it's going to attract the guys. And it's like, over there, women are crazy. Yeah.
But we are.
But yeah. I mean, let's get real. Like, probably some of the men were going like cuckoo
yeah,
over those guys,
definitely.
Too.
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
They're like, they're just universally good looking.
Yeah. Yes. Like, if they were turned into a woman, they'd be good looking too. Like, not saying they look like women, but like, they're just that good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Def. And Farrah Abrams from Teen Mom has finally reached a deal for her porn video, and it was bought for just under $1 million. But the thing is, this company that bought it is getting ripped off because it's already been leaked.
Oh, wow.
And the title of this movie
is the best.
Is called Backdoor Teen Mom. So clearly we know what she's doing in the video.
So first of all, it's already been leaked. The yes. title tells you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's Farrah.
Yeah.
So that's three no's right there.
Is she wanting to become a porn star, or did she just make this video for money?
She just did it just to do it.
Yeah, she said it's a celebration of her body, and she wants to be an entrepreneur, and that's just a step toward her entrepreneurship, and she is now using this money to go to graduate school.
Oh, wow.
For cooking? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Taking that whole stripping to pay for college to a whole other level.
Who was the guy?
James Dean.
Yeah, he's already in the porn industry.
Oh. So he knew what he was
doing. I would love, love to hear her mom. What she has to say about this.
Oh, I forgot about her mom.
How bad do you think her mom beat her up? This time.
Oh
man, I hope she's not living in that house, because her mom just
her man. Mom will come down to Florida and like whoop her.
Yeah,
after Farrah did this, Janelle posted a picture of her in a bikini, like all like in a mirror, and just to get out there, because
this
she was jealous. Janelle's of Farrah
still alive.
Barely.
Seriously. Shoot. What's up with these teen moms? Like, oh my.
I mean, I don't know if you guys heard. I mean, we talked about it last week, but Janelle got arrested for having a ton of heroin.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And abusing her husband.
She has a husband?
Yeah, she do.
See, when they
did she marry
Kiefer?
No. It's not Kiefer.
When they start to go crazy like that, like Janelle and... No, just stop. just don't film them. Like Janelle, the stuff that she's going through this season,
they stopped because of Janelle.
Yeah.
Like there's not going to be another season because of Janelle.
Of Teen Mom or just, or 16 and Pregnant and everything?
Teen Mom, I'm pretty sure.
Teen Mom 2.
Really?
Yeah, because of Janelle. Because they were about to film another episode or another season, and then she got arrested for heroin and beating up her husband, and they don't want that to be on air.
Are they still going to film the other girls?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. No. So she kind of
ruined it.
Over.
Yeah. She deft it. And speaking of complete crazies, Lindsay Lohan is going back to rehab, and it's for 90 days, but she packed 270 outfits like it's a runway show. And she like posted a picture of herself sitting in the middle of this room, and there's all this luggage around her, and then she's like, 270 outfits for 90 days, and it's just like, you shouldn't be bragging about.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Obviously, like, she's on crack.
That's why she's going to rehab.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I feel like, oh, it's almost like rehab is vacation for her. Like, you know, she does normal things for a little bit and stays out of the publicity, and then, like, she just needs a vacation. So she goes to rehab. She does some coke and goes to rehab. Well, speaking of rehab, Corey Monteith from Glee, he is just out of rehab, and he was in there for a little under a month. Less than a month, because he went in April and he got out in April. So it's definitely under a month. I don't know about rehab. I've never been to rehab, clearly. But I feel like a month, you need a little more than a month. But him and his girlfriend, Leah Michelle, were seen out and about. And the funny thing is, when he first went to rehab, all the other cast members of Glee tweeted, like, oh, they're like their support. Like, oh, we're, you know, helping yourself is being a hero and da-da-da-da. Leah Michelle never said anything. Nothing.
No, I thought she did. I thought she said, I support Corey in his decisions. I thought she did.
From what I saw, she didn't. I could be wrong. But, like, from the things that I've seen, like, people talking about it and screenshots of the tweets, I did nothing solid.
Can I double check on that?
You go for it.
Okay. What was he in rehab for?
Drug abuse, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because weren't you saying that before he got on Glee, he had drug problems?
That's what I saw.
Yeah, yes. I read that too.
He talked about it on a show. And then Amanda Bynes has shaved half her head, and she's calling it the new her, and she's posting pictures of herself in her bra, and there's some without her bra on, and she's just barely covering her nips, and she's just a hot mess all over the place with her dimples pierced and her ratchet hair.
I love her.
You would.
I do. I don't know. She's not harming anybody. I think she looks better now than she did before.
She looked normal before.
Yeah.
Now she looks crazy.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
She looks like she's on crack all the time.
Yeah.
But you're saying that look works for her.
I think it does. I don't know. I like the piercings and I like her hair. And I mean, she says weird stuff about Drake and her genitals, but other than that, I think she's great.
So you'd go out in town and party with her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'd be a hoot.
Yeah. Thug Nasty and Amanda Bynes out in the town. Watch out.
I worry about her sometimes.
Who? Amanda Bynes or Thug Nasty?
Thug Nasty.
You should,
pretty
clearly.
Pretty soon, you'll be hearing about Thug Nasty packing 270 outfits for rehab for 30 days.
True. And Willow Smith has dyed her hair gray. And the only reason this is news is because on the picture, she looks like her brother. Like, exactly like her brother. Like, I first thought it was her brother. Like, I was like, why does Jaden, like, have long hair? And I was like, oh,
like,
that's
what
Willow.
Happened? I swear.
She looked straight up like a dude.
She really did.
Jaden
Smith.
Oh, okay, yeah, they look a lot alike.
Yeah.
Wait, she has hair? I thought she was bald.
No, she grew it back. It's like gray. It's a little like bowl cut. It's like straight
it's
across.
Gray?
Yeah, she dyed it gray. It's like, do you realize when you get into your like mid to late 20s, it's gonna be naturally gray, girl. Like, give
like
your
imagination though. I wish I could dye my hair when I was like 5. How old is she?
Isn't she like 12?
Something. Oh, I thought she was way younger.
I thought she was older.
No, because Jaden is older than her, and he's 14. So, let's see. How old is she? Date check.
12.
She's 12. Woo!
October
ding, 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 ding.
31st.
I'm right.
Halloween.
So, Lil Wayne was in the hospital again after almost dying a couple months ago, and I feel like he's in the hospital more than he actually raps. So maybe he should make a career about going to the hospital. And Kesha, she was on Conan O'Brien's show, and she said that she plays music with her boobs. And by this, well, she creates music with her boobs. She turns out the lights. She goes to the piano. She puts her boobs onto the piano, and she lets them tickle the ivories, she says.
What?
And I feel like her songs reflect that. It sounds like she makes music with her boobs.
Yeah, it all kind of makes sense now.
Beyonce has reached diva status in her tour demands.
She
and there's
really has.
Top six tour demands. Hand-carved ice balls for her to suck on.
Oh, man.
What?
It gets better.
Freshly painted white walls and new toilet seats. I kind of get the new toilet seats because it's like if you're in an arena, like you don't know who used those toilets. Red toilet paper.
Red toilet paper?
Yes, red.
100% pure cotton clothes for the staff.
A what?
100% pure cotton clothes for the staff.
Not for her. The staff that works at the
venue. The arena.
At every place that she goes to.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is, I think this is her trying to help others. She's trying to have them have a breezy outfit, you know. They're running around working hard. She wants them to have nice, breathable clothes.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to pay for it?
No.
Oh, wow.
I like how you're like, mm-hmm. And then a titanium drinking straw and no junk food. Those were her top six demands.
Or else she won't perform at that arena?
No. And when she was at the O2 Arena, they offered her this one room. It's a very large room. And instead, she wanted this other room to get ready in. And the other room that she chose is big enough to fit an entire sports team in. But instead of just using that room, she used both.
Divalicious.
See, you know, I just don't know how I don't know how to feel about that. Because, yeah, she's Beyonce. Yeah, she can do her thing. She can do her thing. She shut down that Super Bowl. Let's just put it out there. She did the
she did the thing.
Okay, but she's doing this thing, and I'm not really, I just don't agree with it. I don't know. I kind of looked at Beyonce like, you know, these people, they come from, it's hard to see these people, like, they struggle to get where they are or whatever, and then they get there, and then it's like, oh, wait, you're just like everybody else who
would
do this.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one.
I don't know.
This next topic I picked out especially for you, KB.
Oh.
And it's a whole topic on Justin Bieber.
I'm kind of nervous.
You should be.
Yeah, I know.
And first on our list is that he seems, from my reports, to be a crappy boyfriend. And because a source has said, this is a friend, supposedly a friend of Selena, about them getting back together. The source says, we did everything we could to keep them apart, but he was very persistent. It's really unhealthy. They have such a turbulent relationship at such a young age. He leaves her in floods of tears constantly. She's had a really difficult year or so dealing with the tense emotions that come with dating him. We thought she was finally broken free, but he has persuaded her to take him back again. There's not much we can do about it, but we are going to try. She spends the last year of the relationship as an emotional wreck, and we can see no end in sight for this.
Wow.
What do you get to say about that?
You know, I don't really ever agree with anyone who has something to say about a relationship, especially when it comes to celebrity. I mean, there's no evidence that he's beating her. I mean, you don't, what is this friend saying? And I don't know. I don't know if it's a reliable source. I don't know who this person is. And I don't know. It's, man, it's really hard.
I think that.
I want to defend him so much because you don't know who this person is. And it's like, I don't know. You don't know how that relationship is. You don't know. People can change. I mean, I know that Justin has not whatsoever had a good year so far at all. I can put that out there. I can be honest. But I don't know. It's just hard. I don't know. What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, I think that it takes two to tango. So in a relationship like that, if she was really so like broken down and so like stressed out about everything, she shouldn't have gone running back. So if he, you know, is like portrayed as this really bad boyfriend, it's kind of her fault too for going back each and every time. That's not all him.
That's true.
Laura was telling me earlier how she does think that they're just bad for each other. I just personally want them to be happy, but like, I don't know, if they're willing to make it work, then they're willing to make it work. I'm not gonna say anything bad. All we know as people, besides what we hear from friends or whatever, is that they break up every so often, whatever. They're not da 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 da.
But
we hear things about, oh, Selena gets jealous that he's with all these girls, and you know that must be hard, that, you know, singing to all these girls or whatever. And you know, there's that stuff about them breaking up that one night, and then he was with that Victoria's Secret model. But you know, nothing's ever confirmed. You don't know how a relationship is.
What I was going to say is it really such a healthy relationship, though, is if that when they do break up, someone spirals downward like Justin has done?
Do you know that that's why he spiraled downward, though? Like, because we know that the paparazzi in London, where he freaked out or whatever, it's pretty bad there.
Yes, right? But lots of celebrities deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
but
he
flipped young.
Out.
He's young. He's younger.
There's other young celebrities that deal with that.
Really? Like who?
Like One Direction.
Yeah.
They deal with it constantly.
But they're from there. They're from there. So.
Adele has dealt with it. Let's see. Some American ones. There's a lot of American ones. Any young American artist
has gone
over
there. I feel
like
One Direction kind of has each other, regardless of whatever. But like, Justin does do this all on his own, and like from his first movie, you know that like he is kind of like only hanging out with like adult friends, and like maybe he does just need to go back to his old ways or whatever. I mean, I don't think that he's had a great year, but I don't necessarily want to blame it on Selena, because it's like,
I think that anybody gets upset after a relationship, and I think that everything that he has to battle, like paparazzi and like everything that people has been saying, kind of just feeds the flame a little bit.
And what if it's not them? What if it's not them like being bad to each other? What if it's just sadness, but him taking it out in anger? It might not be her being mean to him or them fighting.
Well, no, that's not necessarily what an unhealthy relationship is. Like, if they're just not good for each other, like if they just don't bring out the best in each other, and they in fact bring out the worst emotionally, whether it's jealousy, anger, sadness, it doesn't matter. It's still not healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I just don't know for sure if that's why he's acting the way he is. If that is why he's acting the way he is, then maybe he might need some help. He might need to go and get some help on how to deal with this kind of thing. And if him and Selena want to work out a relationship, then they need to get some help for that too. So, yeah. I definitely think he needs help with all the paparazzi and everything. But like, Justin gets hit really bad, really, really bad with the paparazzi.
And I hear you got something over there, Cotty.
I do. Okay, so he was at the Turkey airport yesterday, and he did not stop at the passport place. He just ran on through with all the other people he was with. There's about a dozen of them. And he just wanted to get out of the airport right away without having them check his paperwork to see if he could actually be there. And like, the airport officials were in hot pursuit to find Justin and all his other people. And then they finally decide, the airport security finally agreed to let the security check them outside, because Justin would not go back inside the building and listen to the airport's regulations.
But was it because of paparazzi or anything?
No.
He just chose not to.
That doesn't sound like a diva. I don't know what does.
You want to go back to that Beyonce story really quick?
I mean, I would understand, like, if there's, like, big crowds, like, him not wanting to be around that. But the fact, like, anywhere you go, it doesn't matter who you are, you have to check your paperwork.
It just kind of
because he's Justin Bieber doesn't mean he shouldn't have to check it. And he felt privileged enough to not have to check it. That's the fact of that story.
Yeah, he just needs to get a private jet, so that way. I mean,
he
I just
was
feel
on
like
a private jet, but just, he has to go through the airport in order to
just regardless out. Of whatever he does nowadays, it's just like everything comes back. It's like da 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 da, like Justin that, and it's just like maybe he just needs a break. Maybe he really does just need a break, like 6 month break. Maybe it's just too much because he's been on tour for like a really, really long time, and with all this stuff going on with Selena and all the drug problems or whatever, he just needs a break. I think that's what he needs.
I agree with you, actually. I think he just needs to, like, step away, collect himself.
It's all too much.
Stop being a little turd.
Yeah. Because it's just kind of sad because it's like you want to defend him, but then it's like, oh, he did that? Oh. Oh. It's just right. Because then you just start thinking about the first movie that he came out with. And then, like, that's, it's just really hard to, like, see him to be where he is now. Because it's like, I'm not one to really get into the celebrity gossip or really get into a celebrity, but, like, I feel strongly about Justin Bieber, and I really thought that he was something special. I mean, someone, you know, he's, like, one of the first people to get so popular on YouTube, and I think he started this new craze, and it's like, he needs to go back to those old ways. Because now he's got many more fans, and maybe, you know, he just... He's got many more supporters than he used to have. You know, they went from the range of 5 to 7, from 5 to 20, you know? And it's like, he needs to, I don't know, just think about it a little bit more.
And that is coming from KB, which is one of Justin Bieber's, I'm going to say one of his biggest fans. I mean, I feel like his mom's a bigger fan. I'm going to say she's his second biggest fan. I'm really pretty sure she'd kill any of one of us in the room if he told her to.
It's really hard. It really is. It really is hard. Because I don't agree with everything he's doing. And it's, especially with the drug thing, like, that's really hard to hear. Because you don't want him going down a bad road. You really don't.
I end up
really
like don't. Amanda Bynes, shaving half his head, taking nudies.
Please, like, oh, please God, take I feel nudies. Like I'm getting anxiety over this. It is so bad.
Please turn into Amanda Bynes.
She's like, please take nudies. Please. And, okay, I have on here also about his Instagram photos of him wearing that Chanel ski mask. What do you think about that Chanel
what
ski
was that
mask?
About?
The Chanel ski mask that he so tends to wear recently?
The ski mask.
Yes, it's a ski mask, and it has the Chanel sign on the head.
I'd wear it.
That's because well, you're a ratchet. Chanel. Has the two C's crossing.
Let me see this really quick. Let me pull this up really quick. Oh, why do you have a problem with it?
Look why don't it. You have a problem with it?
What if he just likes the way it looks? Why can't people... I mean, I personally, I don't like when people hate on clothes. I mean, I know I hate on Nicki Minaj's clothing because, I don't know, let's just face it. One time at the MTV Music
have
Awards,
you seen
she showed up
his
in a stuffed animal dress.
But he had, like, poopy pants on.
Yeah, have you seen that outfit?
We sent you a picture of it.
Yeah, the one where the pants are sagging near the butt.
Not just sagging. They
look heavy in the butt area. And they're purple leopard.
You know, you're going to hate me, but I don't mind whatever he wears. I really don't. I dig it.
Are you agreeing, Thug Nasty?
I do agree because I really don't care what anybody wears. So if he
except for if they're flip flops, right?
Yeah, I cannot. Well, I'm actually wearing flip flops, but if you are a male and you wear flip flops, it's just not okay. But yeah, I like his ski mask. I dig it.
I feel like that's what he needs to wear so he can do what he wants to do.
But see, I think it's like a definite, like, here I am, Justin Bieber, look at my ski mask. And I mean, this is bad. And I don't have anything to back this up, but it reminds me a lot of Michael Jackson.
Why?
I just said I don't have anything to back it up. It just, when I first saw
it. The ski mask.
Him wearing the ski mask.
Oh, okay.
And there's a picture of him walking out in public with the ski mask on. It's not like he was just like, oh, haha, look at this. He was actually walking someplace. And it's not like people didn't know it was him. They definitely knew it was him. There's a crowd of girls around and outside
yeah,
of a gate yelling, and it just was very reminiscent of Michael Jackson to me.
I think maybe it reminds you of Michael Jackson because he would cover his kids' faces.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That probably might be it.
Yeah. I just really hope one day he ain't dangling a kid over a balcony.
What if it was your kid?
That'd be really bad. That'd be really bad. Because you have to support him. That's your husband. You have to be like, babe, I really don't appreciate that, but I know you're Justin Bieber. You know? Like, what do you do? I mean, what do you do?
You tell them not to dangle a kid over there and probably call the cops for child abuse.
But that's so hard. It's Justin Bieber. You love him.
That's
love
why
him.
He's getting away with things he's getting away with. Because people like
and
you that have
Beyonce
this mindset.
And that's why Beyonce got red toilet paper at her.
Exactly.
Because
people have this mindset of like, it's okay. It's this person.
But I feel like people don't
celebrities
feel okay
need to be
with
told
Justin
no.
Bieber. Like, why is it okay for Beyonce to do it? Because
it's definitely not. These celebrities need to be told no.
But I feel like more people hate on Justin Bieber than
because
they do Beyonce.
It's not Beyonce. Beyonce's queen.
Justin Bieber's king.
No, he really ain't.
No, he is.
The king of pop is Michael Jackson, always will be. He'll never
I'm
cross
not saying
that.
He's the king of pop. I'm just saying he's the Kang.
Maybe the king of your pants.
No, he really is the king.
No.
I really feel like that.
He's a really nice
king of YouTube. He made YouTube so big. He after what he did with YouTube.
I'll give you that. But I mean, he's not the king of like any type of country. He's not the king of pop. He's not the king of any type of other type of music. He's not really king.
Yeah, but I just feel like, you know, Beyonce, she's a queen because, okay, yeah, she's beautiful and she's got the talent or whatever. But like Justin Bieber, like he's king because he got talent. Like Beyonce, if she wasn't pretty or whatever, like she wouldn't be queen. People wouldn't be all over her. Like there's plenty of people who can sing, you know, and but Beyonce, just because Beyonce, it's Beyonce. You know, plenty of people have Justin Bieber's name, Justin Timberlake, da 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 da. But Justin has talent.
But I feel like he feels entitled and he needs to be told no once in a while. And I'm not saying other celebrities don't need to be told no. They definitely do. But especially him right now, that I feel like that's his main problem, is everything in his life he feels entitled to because no one is telling him no because he is Justin Bieber. If he was told no once in a while, he'd be like, oh, hey, you know, like, I need to do this instead of this.
So you think that he should be told no not to wear that ski mask? Like what?
No,
you
like I feel like he needs to have. It's not even about the clothes.
Okay, it's not about the clothes.
About clothes
right,
anymore.
So you're cool with the clothes or whatever. Like he can
he
wear whatever
can
he
wear
wants.
Whatever he wants. Okay. It's gonna annoy me, and I'm gonna think he's looks stupid.
Right.
But he can wear whatever he wants. It's whatever. But some of the decisions he makes, like he needs to be told no. Like don't stop hanging out with Lil Twist. He's clearly in it just for
yeah,
your money.
I agree with that.
You need to not be such a like. You need to not. Buy all these expensive cars, you're getting in trouble with them. He was even told not to buy them anymore, but he's still gonna buy them. Like he needs to firmly be told like no, like you need to stop certain things.
I agree with that, and I agree with the airport thing too, especially if nothing was going on where he was in danger or anything. Then I'll agree with this. If nothing is dangering him, making him feel super uncomfortable, and by that I mean, you know, super big crowds or whatever and people tackling him, then I don't think he should be running through an airport. And you're right, he does need to be told no. Just like, you know, let's go back to this. He needs to go back to the roots of his old movie where his mother said, you cannot have that Big Mac.
Okay. That was the best part.
So
of that
let's
movie.
Bring out those no's again and maybe.
Exactly.
And, you know, I really do think that he needs to get his stuff together because he hasn't been on Ellen in a while and it starts to worry me.
He was on Ellen a lot.
Yeah,
for
and
a
now
while.
He's not. And
yeah,
it's like.
She don't even want him on there.
Yeah,
she's like,
He had his first premiere on there. And it's like he needs to go back to his roots.
Yeah.
And it's really hard.
I feel you. We're going to move off the Justin Bieber subject. And we're going to move on to the Harry Styles subject. Okay, Thug Nasty, calm down. It's my show. Harry Styles was in L.A., as he always is for some reason. But this time, he was photographed with Rod Stewart's family, including Rod Stewart's 33-year-old daughter, Kim Stewart, who it is now rumored that he's going out with. And apparently, it's been confirmed by some people. Just like you said, we don't know if these sources are reliable. But it was supposedly a lot of people saw them cuddling and holding hands and kissing during dinner. But I think he is trying to make connections for when he goes solo after One Direction. And Rod Stewart would be that connection. And so I feel like he's not actually dating her. I don't feel like he's dating her. I think maybe he's hanging out with the family, trying to get that connection. Anyone?
No. But they were seen cuddling for sure.
By some people.
But there's no pictures.
No pictures.
There's just pictures of them leaving.
And it's with her whole family.
Okay.
So.
But then what about the thing about him leaving the house and then coming back with two Starbucks, just two, and everyone was home?
That's true. That is very true. I did see those pictures because he was looking mighty fine that day. every day he looks mighty fine. But who knows? I mean, that Starbucks could have been for Rod Stewart, for all we know.
Yeah, that's true.
He could try to get in good.
He could have a movie night with Rod Stewart, woke up, get some Starbucks. That's true.
Yeah. I definitely think that he's trying to make, because he's in LA a lot. I think he's trying to make connections with music people in the music industry out here. So that once One Direction's over, he's going to go solo.
I think that with Harry's history, it's just easy to say, oh, da-da-da-da-da, because he's dated so many older women. If it was somebody that never really dated older women, it'd just be like, oh, didn't know they were friends.
Yeah.
But because it's Harry, it's like.
And she has a kid. I don't think that he'd do that.
Yeah, she has a one-and-a-half-year-old. And her baby daddy is not cracking. He is not a zaddy.
Oh, they're not together. It's just a baby daddy. Okay.
Just a baby daddy. So, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see it. If there's no pictures, then I'm like, you know, don't believe it.
And while he was in L.A., he got mobbed big time at the airport. Like, it's ridiculous. I saw videos, and this girl, like, touched him. And then was like, oh my God, I touched him. I touched him. I touched him. And then she was like, can I just touch your hair? Can I just touch your hair?
Was it like a big group of
it
girls?
It was a big group.
But it was worse in Paris. He was flying to Paris.
Yeah, he was going from L.A. to Paris.
Was he safe? Where was his bodyguards?
They were trying to protect him, but like they still like got through, and like he was taking pictures of as many fans as he could. Wow. But he was being
mobbed. He was smiling throughout the whole thing,
I heard too. That they didn't like allow him to have a bodyguard with him because they wanted a good shot for the movie.
They're not filming the movie right now.
Oh, no, okay. It's over.
Yep. And we have gone over time, so we're going to have to wrap this up. And we're not going to have to play Cash or Crash because I don't have time now. But Cash or Crash is supposed to be a game where we choose who had the best week out of celebrities and who had the worst week. I guess I'm going to say Farrah had the best week and Amanda Bynes had the worst week. And I don't know why people wanted to have shout-outs just because they listened to the whole thing. I mean, there's lots of people that listen to the whole thing, but I guess Eric from Elk Grove can have a shout out. Eric Cordova. So, yes, but that is till next time. You can catch it at the same time, only at radio.dominican.edu. This has been DJ LC with my guest, Thug Nasty KB and Cotty, and I will leave you with some R5.
I played it safe. I kept my foot up on the brake. I never really took a chance in life and didn't live for today. A girl in that I met.